Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash and Conrad with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Brisbane debut of PandaMart has created long queues and chaotic scenes. Shoppers have been criticized online for their behavior during the retail giant's grand opening, with aisles packed and stock scattered across the floors. Social media footage showed massive checkout lines, shoppers pulling items onto the floor in search of bargains, and customers stepping over piles of ripped open products. The chaos extended outside, with reports of heavy traffic congestion and drivers competing for parking spots and around the commercial area. The amount of customers and the extreme behavior has highlighted how strongly Australians are feeling the cost of living pressures.
A law change is being considered by the Queensland government to allow children's DNA to be collected without a court order. The proposal would change current laws which require police to obtain an order before taking DNA samples from suspects under the age of 17. The Queensland Police Union is pursuing the change, arguing that child and adult offenders should be treated the same, with any difference in how DNA is collected, quote, completely removed. Chief Executive Debbie Kilroy, who runs the not-for-profit charity Sisters Inside, says the change would not improve community safety, but instead would be, quote, normalising the legal dehumanisation of children.
In national news, the family of Bob Montgomery posted that the charity cyclist passed away on Monday at the age of 82. Montgomery had just finished a 5,200-kilometer bike ride across Australia from Broome to Boral to fundraise for motor neuron disease. His family explained that his death was unexpected and came just a day after completing the cycling journey with his grandson, Tom. The posts from his family stated, quote, poignantly, the ride was named One Last Ride. The Motor Neuron Disease website published that the ride had raised $104,965 in donations. The company shared that it was saddened by the sudden loss of Montgomery, with CEO Liam O'Meary stating, quote, for many years, Bob dedicated himself to raising vital funds. Bob understood that behind every diagnosis is a person and a family.
Kmart's $89 Enco camera glasses have sold out across Australia, with the low-cost alternative to Meta's smart glasses sparking debate over privacy. The wearable technology can take photos and record video, prompting concerns about people being filmed without their knowledge. Digital rights experts have described the glasses as a, quote, privacy nightmare, arguing Australian laws have not kept pace with the technology. Kmart says the glasses are part of an increasingly mainstream category of wearable devices and expects customers to use them responsibly and in accordance with privacy laws.
In international news, Ariana Grande has confirmed that she will step back from the public spotlight after completing her Eternal Sunshine tour. The singer told fans during a concert in Chicago that the decision has been planned for a long time and was not a reaction to recent public scrutiny. Grande said she made the choice from what she described as an empowered place, adding that, quote, human beings need a break sometimes. The announcement comes after ongoing public discussion surrounding her appearance and health, with the singer saying she is looking forward to taking time away from public-facing work.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.